Less than 24 hours after Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the House impeachment inquiry against President Trump, Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey declared his support. 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins sat down with a Democrat and asked him what he thought would happen in the Senate if the House does impeach the president. While some Senate Republicans have been critical of the investigation and whistleblower report, Casey said he was heartened by their overall initial response. And a note for sensitive listeners, this interview contains strong language.
It's very encouraging that a number of senators condemned the behavior, in a sense, of what happened on that call, either directly or implicitly. It's also very encouraging that no Republican senator objected to the release of the whistleblower report, because that went through by unanimous consent, which means that all 100 senators have to agree. So at least what we're hearing from a number of Republican senators is we have to take a closer look at this issue. They haven't just dismissed it and said, oh, those Democrats are just criticizing our wonderful president. They didn't say that. They said, whoa, we got to look at this. Now, I know some Democrats are dissatisfied with that, and they think that every Republican senator should run to the microphones and say, this is terrible and he should be impeached tomorrow morning. Now, that's just not going to happen. We should never expect that. So Republican senators being open to listening to and reviewing more evidence, that's encouraging that they're going to take a serious approach to that long before the matter is even before the body, the Senate.
I do want to move to gun control for a minute. We're about a month away from the one-year anniversary of the Tree of Life attack at the synagogue here in Pittsburgh. The House has already passed universal background check legislation. It would require a background check for every firearm sale. The Senate has done nothing on that legislation so far, or the more moderate proposal from Senator Toomey. And I think a lot of people are wondering what is happening with gun control in the Senate.
That bill, that House Resolution 8, H.R. 8, has been sitting in the United States Senate for more than 200 days. And that is just inexcusable when you have a background check bill, which is the best. It's more rigorous than the Toomey-Manchin legislation. But even the Toomey-Manchin legislation, which I think would get a lot of support in both parties, and probably enough support to pass, I'm not sure about that, but my gut tells me it probably would. Why the hell haven't we voted on that? So no vote on a background check bill of any kind, not even a debate on it other than Democratic senators going to the floor to talk about it. No vote on extreme risk protection order legislation. So Mitch McConnell promised two votes. 3 weeks have gone by and there's no vote. So he's got a lot of explaining to do.
Presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke of Texas was in Pittsburgh recently on a campaign stop. And gun control has been a big focus of his campaign after the shooting in El Paso. And he talked a lot about universal background checks on every gun sale, as well as a mandatory buyback of AR-15s. Do you support a mandatory buyback?
No. I would prefer, and we'd have to come up with a way to pay for this, but somehow developing a robust funding source that could offer people the choice to turn in their military-style assault weapon, and they get more than market value for that. But no, I don't support something mandatory. Because look, what we're not concerned about here is someone who is law-abiding and might have a weapon or more than one weapon, including a high-powered weapon, but they use it for target practice and they take precautions. They are not just law-abiding, but they're really careful about how they use that weapon.
There has been an argument that many Democrats kind of cringe over the idea of a buyback because for a long time they've said that they weren't trying to take away everyday American citizens' guns. But Beto's remarks, you know, gives that argument that a lot of Republicans use credence. So I'm just curious, has his proposal made your job harder, pushing for more moderate reforms?
I don't think so. I don't know a United States senator who supports that. But let's talk about what can be done and should be done. We should work on a ban on military-style weapons going forward. Yes, there will be lots of them left, but at least let's stop the flow. And you also have to consider, you can't just walk past the Second Amendment. There's a constitutional question there. But there's a lot we can do within the parameters of the Second Amendment that have zero impact on the right to bear arms, but will make our country safer.
I want to move to healthcare now. You know, over the summer, you have held calls to defend the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
You've highlighted stories of patients with pre-existing conditions who have benefited from coverage under the Affordable Care Act. But, you know, a lot of the conversation from presidential candidates goes beyond just Obamacare and expanding coverage for more comprehensive programs like Medicare for All. Are there any other plans out there that you support that you're seeing in the field?
There's a lot that we can do to expand coverage and work towards universal coverage, and no one has worked harder on that than I have. But guess what, Democrats out there who might be listening, guess what, candidates who are listening? We have to win an election. Elections are about contrasts. We don't have time for interesting policy debates. We do not have time because right now, Republicans are destroying our healthcare system. They support a lawsuit that will wipe out the Affordable Care Act, and God help the country if that goddamn lawsuit, and I mean that goddamn lawsuit, God help us all if that succeeds. Because all the protections that people with employer coverage have now, those protections are gone, and 20 million people will lose their health care. The uninsured rate will skyrocket. Premiums for every American will skyrocket. So we don't have time for new ideas and interesting debates. This is an abomination. We have to make sure that people know what they're voting for and create that contrast and win the damn election. If you want to improve healthcare and you want to have some new proposal, you got to win the election. And you're not going to win the election by having a policy debate on a debate stage. You got to win the election by telling people what Republican politicians in Washington are doing to healthcare right now. And then we can have great ideas after that about how to get to universal coverage, how to lower the cost of healthcare, how to get prescription drug costs down. But we don't have time now because we've got to create the contrast and prosecute the case against Republican politicians who are destroying our healthcare system as we speak. Other than that, I don't have any opinions on it.
Senator Casey, thank you so much for chatting with me.
Thank you.